So, Congressman Banks, the last time we talked, you said that you felt like Republicans were going to take back the U.S. House in the midterm elections. What bearing does the election results in Virginia and in Minneapolis have on that opinion?
Well, it shows I was right. There is a wave building up in America of voters like we saw in Virginia and New Jersey last night who want to take back this country from the radical Democrats who are trying to tear it down. And they spoke loud and clear last night. So what we saw last night was a state that voted for over 10% 1 year ago for Joe Biden over Donald Trump that drifted 12, 13, 14% in the other direction. So that puts about somewhere between 60 and 70 House seats in play. It expands the playing field for Republicans, showing that we're not just going to win back the majority in 22, we're going to win it back by a long shot.
What is it that you think changed opinions in just 1 year?
Well, the Democrats tried to do too much. They went too far to the left. Their socialist agenda, as we've seen in this massive spending package that would change America overnight, from that to what we've seen with inflation on the rise, the border crisis, the debacle in Afghanistan. It seems like the president embarrasses America on the world stage every single day. That combined with what we saw come out of this, especially this Virginia governor's race, where you had the Democrats saying that parents don't belong in the schools or in the decision-making of what's taught in the schools, and Republicans saying that parents should be right in the middle of it, that parents absolutely have a role in the education of their kids and what's going on in our schools, from critical race theory to boys using girls' bathrooms and some of those issues. The voters in both these states, but especially in Virginia, spoke loud and clear that they're not going to stand for it. And we won back a lot of suburban voters, a lot of suburban moms on those types of issues who voted Republican last night that might have voted Democrat before. But the more the Democrats hug that radical socialist agenda and go out of their way to endorse anti-Americanism, critical race theory, and some of the more radical culture issues, the more these voters are going to vote Republican a year from now.
I would like to talk about the memo that you put out, and you mentioned some of those parent issues there. What are these four lessons that you believe should be learned from last night's election? And, you know, what is it that you think that Americans should be doing right now that they're not doing?
Well, Republicans have to be the pro-parent party, and we are putting parents first, putting our kids first when it comes to the education of our children. If we run on those issues and highlight the difference between us and where the Democrats are, I mean, the Democrats have spoken loud and clear that they don't believe parents should have a role in what's taught in schools or what's happening in the schools. So if we're the pro-parent party, we're going to win elections that in places where we've maybe never won before. But even more than that, these Democrats, again, their radical agenda to turn America into a socialist country is a losing prospect for them when it comes to the national ballot. We're going to win back the majority in 22 in the House. The Senate is in play all of a sudden. I think we're going to win back the White House in 2024 as well. I mean, the Democrats are going to show back up to work today on Capitol Hill. They're either going to see the writing on the wall and learn these lessons, or they're going to double down. And I don't know what they'll. I've already seen a lot of finger pointing among Democrats this morning. They're blaming. You got the progressives blaming the moderates for not passing their big socialist spending bill. You got the moderates blaming the socialist progressives for taking their party too far to the left. And what do Republicans learn from that? We learned that our agenda that puts America first, that puts our kids first, that puts parents back in a role where they have some say in what's going on in our schools, that's a winning agenda for Republicans.
So I want to ask you on a more personal level, when you interact with your Democratic colleagues, how are those relationships these days? When you have an opportunity to interact with President Biden, how is that relationship?
Well, these Democrats are so out of touch. It just goes to show that last night's result will be a testament to a lot of them that they can't continue down this path of pushing their radical agenda. But I've spoken to a lot of Democrats. About half of them get it. You have a lot of them that have announced they're retiring or running for different offices because they know they're bound to be in the minority after the next election. But then you got a lot of Democrats that are the other half are in a bubble. I mean, they really do believe that their socialist agenda is what they need to push to win, and they really do believe in it, and they're in a bubble that they don't get it. I don't know what they'll do when they show back up to work today. I don't know if they'll double down and try to pass this radical socialist spending bill, or if they'll back off of it. I mean, that's really to be determined. But at the end of the day, we're going to win back the majority by a landslide in 2022, and have a chance to save this country from their agenda and push back against Joe Biden in the White House for another 2 years.
You think there's a chance of R's and D's coming together on the actual infrastructure bill, the smaller one?
Well, I hope so, and I hope they can start over. And maybe last night was a wake-up call to them that they need to come back to the table and bring Republicans to the table and say, what can we do to get this done? I'll tell you, I lead the largest conservative caucus on Capitol Hill, the Republican State Committee, and we're willing to come to the table and pass a $500 billion infrastructure bill for our country if it all goes toward infrastructure. But so little of their fake infrastructure bill is infrastructure, roads and bridges. The rest of it is addressing their big issue, climate change, the Green New Deal, the radical environmentalist agenda. I mean, that's what a big part of this fake infrastructure bill is all about. And there's no way that conservatives or almost every Republican can vote for it if that's the case. But it's not too late. Democrats can come back to the table. Joe Biden can invite us to the table and say, what is it going to take to get this done? They haven't done that yet. And until they do, they're going to continue to head down this path of political destruction for the Democrats.
Just one more question, and it's kind of philosophical here, but it seems to me, in my observation, that there is a lot less nuance now as far as Washington politics go, that if you're conservative, then you're both fiscally and socially conservative. And if you're a Democrat, then you're both a lot of times both progressive and liberal in the old sense. Do you see that as being the case? And is there any chance that we're going to get to a time in this country again where people are appreciative of the all the characteristics that go along with being both?
Well, I got to tell you, I mean, in my 5 years in Washington, these Democrats have drifted further and further to the left. This is not my grandpa's Democrat Party. This is not a Democrat Party that would welcome a JFK or a Bill Clinton. This is a Democrat Party that's owned and controlled by Bernie Sanders, who brags about being a moderate in the Democrat Party today. So they should change their name to the Socialist Party. I mean, that's truly what they stand for. They've taken out moderate pro-life Democrats in primaries over the last couple of cycles. Now there are none of them left. So they've got to come back to the center to be relevant, to work with Republicans on issues like infrastructure, on issues like moving our economy forward. And if they do that, we can all be successful. But I'm not convinced that these radical progressive socialist Democrats are willing to do that.
Well, as always, thank you for taking the time and being so kind. I really appreciate it.
You got it. Thank you. Have a good day.
All right. Likewise.